This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Good. 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 How's your counseling?
It was good. He told
good.
Me that you guys talked. I didn't realize that.
Good.
Have you talked to Dr. Kropp?
No.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Did you follow up at all?
I've been calling them to find out when I would get a report, and they always tell me they don't know, and they'll call me back, and they never do.
Okay.
But can't be in the works if he hasn't even talked to you.
Okay.
Kind of ridiculous at this point, really, honestly.
Yeah.
Ted tried to find apartments around my workplace and said that he couldn't find any.
That's weird.
I'm going to need to make a plan to get out of here sometime in the future. So if you're really serious about this directing everything thing, I think I need you to figure out what you want me to do.
Okay. How do you feel about that, though?
I don't know.
I mean, do you feel like you're being, like, held over a barrel and manipulated and controlled? Or do you feel like you have an opportunity to show love and deference?
I mean, I guess both.
I mean, they could possibly be more opposite, so.
What?
Those just couldn't. Those seem like very opposite scenarios to me.
I'm showing deference, and
yeah, but like for me, the opportunity to show deference is like joyful. Like I feel like I'm really excited and good about that. Whereas somebody having you over the barrel and controlling you is not a good feeling.
Over the barrel, I said that you're controlling.
No, I did. I did. I did, and you said both.
But I didn't. Well,
you said both.
And then I said that I'm being deferential and that you are controlling it, and that is the mode by which I'm being deferential.
That's probably a really bad way to look at it, because all of your problems, or most of your problems, come from a skewed perception of what control is. In other words, when somebody's being deferential, by definition, they're not being controlled because it's voluntary.
All right, honey. Well, I am voluntarily being deferential to you and choosing that. I will continue to choose it, but if we're going to choose that, I need you to choose where I'm going to live when I get out of here, because I can't stay here forever.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, if you're being serious, if you're not just manipulating me to whatever, put a roof over your head and then next week it's just kidding. Because I can't take much more of that business. Yeah. Oh, what did Ted say about that, though?
He's seriously considering committing me.
Do you mean in light of you saying that you would submit to your wife? You felt that that was a sign of instability?
No, because I said that I would give you whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm saying is I was asking, what did Ted think about me telling you what to do? And I thought you were saying that in light of that, he wants you committed.
No.
Okay.
I wanted him to listen to our phone calls, but we did not have time.
You wanted him to listen to our phone calls so he could understand the dynamics of me trying to control you?
No, so that he could not hear from me and understand what's actually going on.
So he could what?
I wanted him to hear you.
Okay, but I'm saying in light of what you said to him about your plan for voluntarily submitting to my decision, he was what?
We talked about it in the context of me stipulating that you could design our divorce. You did not listen to our phone call, and I did not have a chance to play it because he asked me to go figure out what was happening with that assessment, and you're all right.
But did you feel like he was supportive of what you, the way you were thinking in that, or do you feel like he was trying to discourage you from thinking that way?
I'm giving you everything in our divorce.
Yeah. Because I'm saying there's two very different ways that could be taken.
No, he thinks I'm nuts.
He thinks you're nuts for saying that you're going to give me everything?
Yeah.
And you think that's, like, part of why he's thinking that you're unstable at this point, because you're not able to, like, take care of yourself?
Basically. He didn't commit me, so obviously he thinks I'm okay. Everybody's standing there going, what is he talking about?
I thought you said you could only have your phone in your room.
Well, I'm sitting on my porch.
Okay.
I got people waiting on me to go to dinner, Mommy, but I can call you later.
Okay.
That's okay?
Yeah.
I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bye.